Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. The new leader of the Quad Cities Chamber of Commerce will not need much time to get oriented to the job and this area. Yesterday, the chamber announced the hiring of Paul Rumler to be the president and CEO starting next month. Rumler has worked for 2 years for the Grand Rapids Chamber of Commerce in Michigan, now serving as the chief strategy officer. Prior to that, he spent 10 years with the Quad Cities Chamber.
I have a real passion for the Quad Cities area and believe that it can be that beacon for talent and business and really be a growing and thriving community. And I'm looking forward to being in a leadership position like at the Chamber of Commerce as CEO to help see it through.
During his years with the Quad Cities Chamber and its predecessor organizations, Rumler worked on talent attraction and retention, community development, public policy, and economic development. He's scheduled to start with the Quad Cities Chamber on April 16th. Officials from the Davenport School District will travel to Des Moines today to show how their budget will be balanced by next year. They'll present their plans for spending reductions, job cuts, and possibly a school closing to the State School Budget Review Committee. Chief Financial Officer Marcia Tangen says the district has to show how it will have what's called a positive unspent balance by June 30th of 2019.
One, school districts are not supposed to go negative, which we did. And when you do, you're supposed to be able to show that you can work it out in a year. One, we've gone negative. Two, we've gone beyond the year to work it out. So when they tell us that we're going to have it done by June 30th, 2019, we better have it done.
Due to declining enrollment, the district's plan includes cutting 20 jobs this year and 26 more next year, but only through attrition and not layoffs. Tangen says the district might also close an intermediate school and reconfigure the grades so 7th and 8th graders will go to the four remaining intermediate schools and 6th graders will attend the elementary schools. Unemployment held steady in Iowa in January but dropped slightly in Illinois. Iowa Workforce Development says the jobless rate stayed at 2.9% in January. The state of Iowa gained 900 jobs, lifting total non-farm employment up to more than 1.5 million jobs. The number of Iowans without jobs dropped to 48,000 in January, from 49,000 in December. In Illinois, meanwhile, the unemployment rate dropped 0.1% to 4.8% in January. The state gained just 200 jobs, and the number of unemployed workers fell 2% from December to 311,000. The national rate in January was 4.1%. Quad City Arts has awarded its latest Arts Dollars grants to 23 nonprofit organizations. Along with funds for projects, the agency awarded capacity building grants for the first time. The Association of Fundraising Professionals, the Augustana Teaching Museum of Art, and Hot Glass Incorporated all received grants in this new category. Community Arts Director Tyson Danner says these grants will allow organizations to grow beyond project grants.
In the past, we've done mostly project and education grants to help organizations do a single project. So they might paint a mural on the side of their building, and we'd help them pay for that. But the capacity building grants are really focused on how we can help organizations grow the whole organization so that we can help them develop their fundraising or more staff people or their communication.
Grants applications for the 2019 Arts Dollar cycle will be released at the end of this year. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.